A cannonball had created an impromptu skylight in a corner of Ragged Ernie's cramped and crowded general store. The offending missile had smashed a glass display counter, the broken bits glittering like snow on the plank floor. The same cannonball had bounced through a shelf of sundries, leaving cloth bales, hammers, and broken open bags of meal from some baron's mill strewn everywhere. Snake Eye proceeded through a door behind the wooden counter and into the narrow confines of a storeroom packed even tighter than the shelves outside. He found what he expected, a wooden hatch in the floor. Squatting well to the side, he grabbed the brass ring and yanked it open. His target's shotgun blast hit a mason jar on a shelf 6 feet away from where Snake Eye sat on his haunches. He jumped right on through the hole. The storm cellar beneath was full of stacked burlap bags, eye-watering gunpowder smoke, and one terrified fat man in the corner. Ragged Ernie was huddling by a cot, pointing a long double-barreled shotgun in Snake Eye's general direction.
Don't come a step closer. I'll blast you as soon as look at you. Sooner, you damned muty chiller!
Snake Eye was next to him in a flash. He grabbed the shotgun and twitched it out of Ragged Ernie's grip.
So you recognize me, do you?
Everybody knows you. The coldest-hearted mercy that ever blasted his own mother for pay.
I'll take that as an endorsement of my marketing techniques. Of course, I barely got more than a crust of dry bread for wasting the bitch you pupped me. Still, it's the principle of the thing. And speaking of principles, since you know me, you must know I haven't come to pay a purely social call any more than I've come to make a purchase at this fine emporium.
Snake Eye drew one of his matte black Swiss-made pistols and aimed it at Ernie's face. The old man promptly averted his gaze, closing both eyes tight and throwing up both hands in a ridiculously futile gesture of self-protection. Snake Eye's human eye, which missed damned little, noted a darkness that spread across the brown dirt floor around the seat of Ernie's baggy coveralls, glistening slightly in the low light of the hurricane lantern on the floor nearby. After a moment, Ernie pried open one eye.
Well?
Well, what?
Why aren't you getting on with it? Why ain't you blasted me yet and had done with it? You trying to torture me, you triple rad blasted taint?
Are you in a hurry, old man?
Well, why didn't you shoot me yet?
Professional courtesy. It's important in my business. More so, since it's so rare in the world today. I find subjects often like to say a few words before I finish the assignment, unburden their souls, if you will. It seems only decent of me to allow them their final say, so long as they don't take too long.
The old man dropped his hands and turned his face back toward Snake Eye. His other eye opened.
What's Big Girl paying? I'll double it!
You know better than that. I always carry out a contract. Integrity is my hallmark. Another rarity in these degraded times.
I'll pay what I owe!
Sorry, it's too late for that. I made a deal. Besides, you must realize you've got more than Jack or treasure against your account with Mr. Kendry now.
It was a mistake setting up Big Earl for the Uplander to ambush, I admit it. But it seemed like a good idea at the time. I owed him money. Times turned hard with the war back on. I couldn't pay. He was fixing to bring the full wrath of his buddy Barry Jen of Hugoville and the Protective Association Army down on my poor chapped ass. What else could I do?
First off, do a better job. Setting up a rich and powerful landowner like Earl Kendry is one thing. Doing it so shoddily that he didn't die is another. And getting his son and heir Fank iced in the process? That, my friend, qualifies as a mistake.
His finger tightened on the trigger.
Wait!
Snake Eye lowered the piece.
What?
I know something. There's a great big fortress hidden nearby. Somewhere. The kind of place the White Coats built back in the old days, back before the big nuke and the long winter. So they'd have a place to ride the shitstorm out. It's packed to the rafters with primest scabby, whips, ammo, combo equipment, meds that make your eyes pop. Sorry,
I have two. The patch, notwithstanding. It's not a sensitive subject.
Some even say it has this magic room. Makes you fly from one place to another. I don't put no stock in that nonsense, of course, but I know the place is there. I talked to a man, saw it with his own eyes. It's within 20 miles of where we sit now. I can tell you that much.
So tell me where exactly.
Nope. Then I wouldn't be no more use to you now, would I? What do you have to say to that, Mr. Triple Smart Mercy? There's somebody else who knows the secret. That'd be Big Earl. We were partnered up about it, but sadly matters took a turn southward between us. So now all that's standing in the way of you and me joining up and getting rich as barons ourselves is Earl and his own blubber-ass self. So how about if we negotiate a deal, you and me? You chill Earl, and I'll let you in on half.
Done.
Really?
Snake Eye lowered the gun to his side and shook his head at his fallen victim.
I'll take it all, thank you kindly.
He slid the piece back in its tooled leather holster.
See, old man, it's as I told you. I always keep a contract.